It turns out to be Spanish for meat on a sword. Because it was full on one of those like foco de chow, meat a palooza, meat, who wants meat? I hope you've got an extra 2 hours to just sit on the shitter and shit out all this meat that you just ate. So, yeah. So there was that. So we ate at Sabor in Milwaukee. It was a lot of meat. And, you know, I didn't know if it was because we were in Milwaukee or it was because we were at this restaurant, but I was just looking around and it was the fattest people I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it might be Milwaukee. I think, Wisconsin
six of one, half a dozen of the other.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 47 for Monday, the 7th of April, 2008. And coming up on today's show, we kick off No Voice Letters from Podcaster Week. Yeah. Oh, Lord, y'all, it is Sunday night when I am recording this, and I have just returned from eating at the Mellow Mushroom, and that is a little place here in town, pizza kind of place. It's delicious, and went with Larry Cly and my friend the Baby Jar, who has been visiting since, when did he get here? He got here Thursday night. He came in town for the big Cooper River Bridge run, and he was here, and so we went out and had some dinner, and then we started off with pretzels, homemade pretzels that they make out of the pizza dough. And it doesn't taste like a pretzel. It looks like a pretzel, but it tastes like the delicious pizza dough. And y'all, delish. And then I had I had the buffalo chicken pizza with buffalo chicken and blue cheese and bacon and onions. Delish. But I couldn't finish it, so I brought half of it home. So Big Fatty will be having that for lunch on Monday. And so did y'all have a good weekend? I hope you had a good weekend. It's been, you know, it's been one of those weekends where there's been some nippa-napping and there's been some beveraging. There was some beveraging last night out at the Patrick's Pub, and just, you know, basic entertaining house guest and all, which, you know, it's been fun. It's been a very nice visit. And now, y'all, I have been promoting this week as the week that I'm going to play voice letters from listeners who are not podcasters, because I know that a lot of my voice letters that I get are from podcasters, and sometimes the non-podcasters feel like, oh, it's kind of incestuous. I don't want to get in on it, you know. Well, you know, that's not the case. It's just the podcasters tend to call more than non-podcaster listeners. But I am going to play voice letters today from non-podcasters, and going to do that all week long. But, y'all, this ain't going to work if you don't call. So anyway, basically what I'm saying is you're probably going to hear some voices this week that you normally don't hear. And, you know, I think that we will just go ahead and get started now. And in fact, I believe that the Baby Jar, who has been staying with me, is one of the voice letters that I have. So, y'all, let's get the voice letters going.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hello, Big Fatty. This is the Baby Jar. I have arrived at the Pink Chico Hotel. You have yet to provide me a moment of innocence. Yes, I said a moment of innocence in your sling. And I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. Please feed me, Big Fat E Cock. Big Fatty.
Y'all, that is the baby jar, and he ain't right. He didn't even know I had the podcast going, and I gave him the information about it. And so after I went to bed the other night, he decided to call and leave me that voice letter. So anyway, he's just being silly. But y'all, one of the things that the baby jar did do is he brought in the Queer Duck movie. And I don't know if you've ever seen The Queer Duck or not. It's a cartoon. It's an animated thing. And it used to be on the Showtime series. And it has Queer Duck. And he has three friends, Bipolar Bear, Openly Gator, and Oscar Wildcat. And I'm going to post a YouTube clip of a Queer Duck episode over on the www. So go on over there. And remember, of course, you do not have to use the www. But look at that. And then you can link to other ones as well. And you can even see parts of the movie over there. So thank you, Baby Jar, for leaving me that voice letter. And now here's the next one.
Hello, Big Shatty. This is Freddie. And I'm so glad you finally brought to everyone's attention that it seems the only people who ever call into podcasting shows are other podcasters. There are actually other listeners out here like myself who don't have their own show, nor will they ever. And keep up the good work. Love listening to you banter. Bye.
Banter? Wow. Who knew? Thank you, Freddie. I appreciate you calling. And Freddie's call is one of the reasons that I decided to do this week, so that hopefully we would get some new voices on the bag phone. So anyway, and speaking of new voices on the bag phone, here's another.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian in Denver. Just wanted to call and tell you how much I love your show. I love listening to you, and I'm getting caught up on iTunes. Anyway, have a good one, and you're fat. Talk to you later. Bye.
That Brian in Denver, he knows just the right things to say. I tell you what. Well, Brian, thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your comments and your telling me that I'm fat. Of course, that's obvious. But since we're out in Denver, let's go on and head on a little bit further out to L.A., and that's where we'll find this voice letter coming from James.
Morning, Big Fatty. This is James in L.A. That's Los Angeles, not Lower Alabama. It's a beautiful day here, and I guess March is going to be going out as a lamb here in the Los Angeles area. It's actually a beautiful sunny day. The smog hasn't set in yet. But I want to call and tell you about your show today. I really loved your Memory Lane music. I was a big, big fan of Flipper and had such a crush on Sandy. Luke Halpin was one of my first major crushes. Flipper was a movie before it was a TV show. That's why they made the TV show, because it was so popular of a movie. So thank you for that. Love your show. Have to listen to it every day. And keep up the good work and have a good week. And by the way, you're fat. Bye.
Well, thank you, James, and I'm sorry it's been so long since you left that and I played it. It's been a week since March went out like a lamb for him, but I wanted to save that for the listener week. Now, James said that he enjoyed Flipper, and y'all, I'm going to play you a little thing that Michael from Stuttgart, a listener over there in Germany, sent to me. Now, this is not today's Memory Lane music, but I want you just to listen to this.
Man muss nur flippern, flippern, gleich wird er kommen. Jeder kennt sie, den Kuchen, der sie.
evidently Flipper was the big old gay German fish also. Who knew? Who knew? Thank you, Michael from Stuttgart, from sending. Big Fatty can't talk today for some reason. All right. Speaking of talking, y'all, listen to this. Here is a call I have received from the one and only Jeremiah.
You know, one day, Big Fatty, I am going to send you a fax because you just want one so bad. Anyway, I was calling to inform you that after much due diligence on my part trying to find you these damn Samoa cookies, all the little Girl Scouts in my neighborhood were sold out. Apparently, they're very popular. However, I did locate a, what we'll call them, a Democrat Girl Scout troop in town who had some. So your cookies shall be in the mail on tomorrow. Now, for the fact about this lacking the sports, I will have everyone to know that Ole Miss has a rich history of sports, and each year at homecoming, we host a wonderful gathering in the Grove. Stop by our tent should you be invited. Now, enjoy your cookies, and I shall talk to you later. And I don't know where on earth you got the story about the Mississippi grandmother, but should you live here, you would know that that was not out of the realm of possibility at all whatsoever. Our courtroom should be on TV. It would have saved the court TV. Have a good day now. And do not let the ex-husband, Larry H. Aveda, have any of these cookies. You were getting them in the divorce settlement. Bye, Big Fatty. Jeremiah here.
Oh, Jeremiah, you make my day. You really, really make my day. Now, y'all, Jeremiah is sending me, and I got notification from the United States Post Office Click and Ship that Jeremiah is sending me a package. Now, it has not arrived yet as of Sunday evening, so I'm expecting them to arrive early this week, and we'll just crack that box open on the air one day this week and see what delectable delights he has found from the Democrat Girl Scout troop. And I just love me some Jeremiah, y'all. All right. And y'all, we've got one more. I told you I couldn't talk today. We've got one more voice letter, and that is from Miss Kathy.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Kathy. I'm just calling because I'm listening to your message, and save this message for next week when I'll be in San Diego for work, and I've never been there. But anyway, I am a non-podcaster listener, but I'm trying to keep it on the down low that I listen to you. Josh. Oh, it's not supposed to be a Josh. It's supposed to be a gosh. Okay. Well, anyway, goodbye.
Well, thank you, Miss Kathy, and I appreciate that, y'all. Miss Kathy, right after she sent that, she then sent me an e-letter. Oh, please don't play that on the air. I just sound stupid. Blah 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 blah. Please. But I said, no, you sounded just fine. Don't worry about it. I said, I'll play some crickets after it's over, and it'll all be okay. And she goes, well, okay. I said, and, you know, it'll make people think about bacon because, y'all, Miss Kathy, she loves some bacon. And she sent me a picture of some bacon. And speaking of pictures, she sent me, she uploaded a picture of herself on the listener map. And there are several folks who have joined the listener map, and I'm going to go over there right now and speak to them. Now, Miss Kathy says it took her 67 tries to get just the right picture to go up on the listener map. So anyway, y'all can go over there and look at that. Now, y'all, we have a new listener in Maddie Malone from Malone, New York. I wonder if Maddie is the namesake of the town. I wonder if the town is the namesake of Maddie and his family. And Maddie looks like he's enjoying the dog days, if you will. And it says, let the ruination run rampant. So, and speaking of the dogs, well, guess who else is over there? Next is Paul the Kitten Whisperer. Now, Paul the Kitten Whisperer has been a listener for a long time, but he's just put his pen on the map, and he says, "Give me a yo when you come my way." And Paul is up there in the Philadelphia. And then we have Mia, who is in the Chicago area, and she says, "You are my favorite fat gay podcaster, except for Archer, because he's way fatter." And you know what, Mia? I would agree. He is way fatter. And then we have Scott from Columbus, Ohio. Scott's a little cutie. He says, "I was ruined by Big Fatty, and all I got was this lousy pen icon." And I just love that. And so we have those new listeners with their pins in the map. And if I didn't say your name, then I don't have your pin over there. So y'all need to go over there and stick your pin into the listener map. And y'all, before this day gets out of here, Big Fatty has got to get in some memory lane music. Well, today's Memory Lane music is one that was suggested to me by John from Ely. It was on my list of ones to do, but I'm going to play it because John from Ely suggested it. Well, do you remember that TV show? Well, that was the theme from The Mothers-in-Law, starring Eve Arden and Kay Ballard, and that was produced by Desi Arnaz after he divorced Lucille Ball, and it had the same writers, Bob Carroll and Madeline Pugh Davis from I Love Lucy, and it ran for 2 years on NBC. Two seasons from 1967 to 1969, and the basic premise was that there were two families, Eve and Herb Hubbard, and they lived next door to Kay and Roger Buell, and they had lived there for 15 years, and then Herb was a successful lawyer. Roger was a television writer who worked at home, and their children fell in love and moved into the garage of one of the couples, into the Hubbard's garage, and then, you know, the mothers-in-law gave their opinions on how they should set up their home and all this kind of stuff, and they had a baby and all, and it just didn't last very long. But, you know, who doesn't love a Kay Ballard where she bites her hand and an Eve Arden? Now, y'all, I have only one more comment from a listener to play on the Tuesday show, so you listeners who are not podcasters, get on the voice letter line and start leaving me a few. I'll see you Tuesday. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.